pay us more? Or at least lower taxes. It's impossible to maintain a family on this salary. Maybe he's right. Do we really need a monarchy? Shh, not so loud. You never know who's listening. Besides, someone's coming.
Oh, it's just you two.
Would you be quiet? Fine. Jeez, it's not like they're going to snitch on us.
Good morning.
Oh, you're here to relieve us. Great. Finally. 10 hours is too long to be standing around. We used to switch off every 4 and the pay is still the same. We'll be off then.
Enjoy your break.
Were they serious about the pay? No one else is around. Just tell me. You've been here longer than anyone else and I've only just started. Of course it's true. So, do you think we'll get an increase in pay anytime soon? I might be new, but you can't tell me honestly that the pay is fair. I mean, come on. It's barely enough to live on. Why, don't you have family? Someone you have to provide for? Of course you don't. Nothing. Well, here's to 10 hours of standing around. Why do you do this? I mean, why have you worked here so long? It's thankless and exhausting to just stand around all day, and you have to admit, the pay and the benefits are awful. Well, then why'd you do it? Don't turn the question back on me. I asked you first. Ugh. Fine. I have people to provide for. I didn't really have any other option for employment. And with taxes the way they are, I really needed somewhere to support myself and my siblings. Trust me, if there was any other option, I would have taken it. Fine. Fine. We can just stand here in silence then. What? No, I'm up. Why'd you do that? Don't shh me. Hear what? What the hell is that? Hey, again with the pushing. Why? What the hell is going on? What?
A coup?
What do you mean, a coup? Did you know about this? You've got to be kidding me. Were you in on this? You... Oh, what the hell? Just because your friend organizes a coup does not mean that you should just go along with it. So what if I said pay was bad? It doesn't mean I would have backed a coup. Oh my god. They're gonna kill us. They're gonna kill us and it'll be entirely your fault. What am I supposed to... Hey, what are you doing? Are you insane? My god, you are insane. Completely out of your mind. What are you pushing me around for? Why are we going in here? Where are we going? And why are you dragging me along with you? Some of us didn't sign up for a coup, and I would really rather not be here right now. Tell me to be quiet when you're basically kidnapping me. I think if you're going to drag me along with you, I have a right to know where we're going. Which, by the way, I'm not even sure if you know where we're going. I've never seen this corridor before. Is this a secret passage? How did you know this was here? Okay, you've been here longer than me, sure, but... I mean, I never saw anything like this in training. Well, regardless... Hey, come on, stop pushing me around now. You can just ask me what you want me to do. God. What are you doing? Why are you shutting us in here?
What do you mean escaping? I thought you were in on this whole thing. I don't understand. What does this mean? How can you not really back a coup overthrowing the monarchy without explicitly going against it? I feel like that's kind of an all or nothing thing. The vice captain? So what, you just kind of went along with it? Just because you were former partners? Because you were friends? How long has this been planned for? And how did I not hear about it? 5 days. You can't be serious. How is that even possible? You knew about this for 5 days and told no one? A little heads up would have been nice. No, this does not count as a heads up. It's only just happening. What's wrong with you? Why wouldn't you try to talk him out of it? Why wouldn't you tell anyone? It just doesn't make sense. Why would he, of all people, organize a coup? I mean, how does someone in his position just all of a sudden decide to bite the hand that feeds him? I mean, regardless of how much I'd resent the low wages, I'd probably never decide to do something so drastic. Am I hearing water now? Where the hell are we going? The aqueduct. Are you serious? How did you know about a secret passageway leading to the aqueduct? Saying just in case really isn't an answer. Were you expecting something like this? Why? You were just close with him once. Gods, this is insane. Shouldn't that count more towards you, I don't know, trying to talk him out of it? What are you doing? Why are you... No, absolutely not. I'm not walking through that. Who knows what's in that water? Wait, okay, just hold on. Wait up. Okay. Fine. You win. God, this is the worst. When does this lead to, anyway? The river? How far are we walking? And you still haven't told me why you're bringing me through here. What is this, your secret plot to murder me in cold blood because you hate me or something? Because I really don't think I've been that horrible. Sure, I may have said some less than kind things to you and about you. But I don't think I said anything that would be a murderable offense, right? Actually, don't answer that. But do answer why you're bringing me with you. If you knew about the coup, why are we all the way down here? Is this some secret part of the... plan to overthrow the monarchy? Or some kind of convoluted plan to put a stop to it? Neither. Okay. Then why? I don't get it. Well, obviously I'd rather not get killed. Then why do you not want me to get killed, of all people? Ah. Already lost a partner, huh? I guess it would make it a bit harder to lose another one. I see. I know how it feels. What do you mean, where will I go? I guess you're right. I'm kind of out of a job now. I didn't even consider that. How am I supposed to have any savings from my salary when I have to take care of my siblings? Not to mention the medical bill. Never mind, it's not as though you care anyway. You knew about it and didn't do anything. Why are you even asking? It's not like you give a damn about me or my situation. Just like I don't give a damn about yours. Let's just get a move on. Jesus, where did that come from? Yeah, I know it was a frog. Stop laughing. Wasn't that funny? God, you're so... No, nothing. You know, you have some moss in your hair. No, just... No, hold on. The other... Hold on, let me just... There. That. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... sorry. What do you mean, look at what you... Where did you get that? Why do you have that? Why would you pick up a frog? No, no, I don't want to hold it. Why would you even ask? God. You really think you're funny, don't you? Why do I even like... You are ridiculous. You know that. I mean, really. Who chases someone around with a frog? How are you in a senior position? Whatever. What will you do after this? I mean, where will you go? You have no plans at all. Interesting. Well, I just mean that you seem like the type of person who'd have like a, you know, a backup plan or something. You did have the tunnels as a just-in-case contingency. What do you mean you didn't think you needed one? Why would you plan a way to get out, but not anything after? No, of course. You couldn't predict everything that would happen. You just happened to know an entire plot of a coup, did nothing to stop it, and then had no plan for afterwards. Then what was the point in trying to get me out of here? They'd start killing Crown loyalists? Why? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm loyal, of course, but not without the understanding that there's probably a better way this could be done. I cannot believe out of all people I had to, like... But why would you get me out if you didn't even have a plan for yourself? Why would me being your junior matter? I'm technically not junior to you anymore anyway. That's all been turned on its head, you know that. Why am I mad? You know, for someone who's been serving in the guard for so long, you really are dense. Think about it for a second. Why would I, a subordinate who looks up to you, possibly be mad about you deciding to be so ridiculously self-sacrificing? Think really hard about it, come on. How could you not notice? Never mind. It doesn't matter. Besides, it'll be dark soon. Wherever you're going, you should get moving. What was that for? Why? You can't just... This is so much money. Why are you giving me this? Look, I can't accept this. You were the one saving it up. I can't take something like this. I just can't, okay? It's too much. I'll find another job. I'll find another way to make money. I'm not taking that from you. It just feels wrong. You said you didn't have a plan or anywhere to go, so use it to put yourself up at an inn or something. You need it more than I do. Come with you. I can't. I need to go back home and figure out what to do next. What do you mean I can't go home? Isn't that the most... Oh, but... No, you're right. They'll be looking for defectors. And since it was the vice captain, they have access to our files, huh? They'll know where I live. So, what now? What? No, I'm not going with you. Are you crazy? Look, I can't afford to live life on the open road, okay? I don't want you pitying me about it. I don't want your money. I don't want you to have to support me. And again, I'm not your junior anymore. We're acquaintances at best now. I just... Well, we don't know each other well enough to be friends, do we? I mean, this is a working relationship. And even then, not a very old one. I mean, I guess that's true. Okay, I get it. Maybe we're friends a little. But that doesn't mean... Hey, where do you think you're going? No, I already told you, I'm not coming with you. There's no arguing with you, is there? Fine, whatever, I'll come with you. It's not as though I have any other choice. And please stop calling me Junior. That's ridiculous. No, I don't care if you're... We are unemployed. You're not my senior in anything anymore. Just because you're... You know what, no. I can't believe I would ever think... I must be out of my mind, honestly. Well, we should get moving then. If we can't go back to our homes, we have to find somewhere else. Are you coming or what? What prompted you to invite me along? You just thought it would be fun. Of course, that's all you have to say. Well, fine. But I'm not just doing whatever you feel like. I get a say in this too. We're a pair now, I guess. And for God's sake, please stop trying to give me money. I don't feel right accepting that from you. I guess I can accept your help, but nothing more. It's your fault I'm in this situation anyway. No, you cannot just send the money to my sister. What is wrong with you? As if she would accept a free handout. And I get stuck with you, of all people. And why isn't it as horrible as I expected? Just come on. I want to get out of here and a good distance away before nightfall. If they're looking for us, it's probably best to be as far away from here as possible.